Thank you, my Lord.
We've sung the songs of Zion in the days gone by, and the crossing of Chile Jordan we testified, glorifying death and what it would bring, until the Lord gave us a new song to sing. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Our vision as clear as crystal in this moment of time, and death no longer comes to mind like we once testified. For the pure river of the water of life took a permanent place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. We've sung the songs of Zion in the days gone by, and the crossing of Chile Jordan we testified, glorifying death and what it would bring, until the Lord gave us a new song to sing. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Our vision is clear as crystal in this moment of time, and death no longer comes to mind like we once testified. For the river of the water of life took a permanent place in us, the Lamb's glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Oh, let's praise the Lord, praise the Lord, that he gave the wife a new song to sing. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. For we laid death aside, and no more can it override, 'cause we're the physical glorified wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Man, that's a good song and a good thought. Laying death aside.
Amen.
Amen. That's a real good thought. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because that's something that weren't in God's original plan.
Amen.
Amen. And it was only to be used as a tool when they refused to eat the tree of life and instead ate of the tree of knowledge. So, talking about Adam and Eve, you know. And so it's just so good to know the Lord, and so good to understand the things that God has for us today. Now, oftentimes we speak of the Bible and having the Bible's Word of God, and that's true. But all the Word don't apply to us, the wife of the Lamb, see. Much of it applies in other places and has already been fulfilled. I have a book, it's entitled, I believe, something like The Bible as a History. And it gives a history of it, the different nations and Israel and the different thing. But when it, this book, when it comes to the wife of the Lamb, it's kind of leave that blank, see?
Amen.
Amen. But that's what God's dealing with us on, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. It's not blank anymore. We've begun to write books and has been doing it for many years. And that fills in the gap. It certainly does. Amen. So the word for the wife of the Lamb is not blank, not a blank spot. Amen. And that's something that's fulfilled. It's a very, very temporary word that we've come through, and it's fulfilled itself. Maybe not, that won't be the word, right word, maybe temporary. It's temporary. We get word every day. This is, that hadn't been here, but once it's spoken and written, it become word for the wife.
Amen.
Amen. Only for her. That's the thing that many don't understand. And I've been bringing some thoughts in, differentiating the tribulation saints and the other saints from the wife of the Lamb. See, there's one group that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And that's the righteousness of the saints, the righteousness of the wife of the Lamb. But then there's another group that's dressed in white robes. And they have to wash those robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. And the mentality of this group is so much different from the mentality of the wife of the Lamb, because they love not their lives unto death, see? And they kind of look forward to dying, and I'll be willing to give my life for it, and, you know? And they, if they stand up, might be identified with God and with what God's doing, then they will be put to death. Amen. And but they won't be dead long, because as soon as the millennium starts, that'll be in the Great Tribulation, been the last 3.5 years. The last 3.5 years of the 70 week of Daniel, it's a 7-year period. During that time, they'll be killed for the word of God, especially the last half of the week of Daniel. See, that's a part that's called the Great Tribulation. And there'll be many, many put to death during that time, and they'll love it because they know that's their door to eternal life. And that's the way it has been through the church ages, dark ages and all. And as Barbara said in her song, that the glorified death, or sang songs about death and that like that. But now there's a time of we which are alive and remain, see? And that's a different thing. We don't glorify death there. We glorify God that would change in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. And when you talk about being changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye, that takes you to Ephesians chapter 5 about the mystery of marriage, see? Amen. So it's basically the same. So when we talk about the word as a whole, in general, then that really don't help the wife too much, unless it's zeroed in on the part that's for her, and that's very little scripture written there about that. But praise God, now there's books on it, and we've got writing, and there's a message here that's for the wife.
Right.
So we have a message for the wife. Don't mean we lay aside the Bible in any sense of the word. Amen. But we know that the Bible says this will be here, and we see the Bible being fulfilled, the scripture being fulfilled, the part that is allotted for us. Amen. See, now, it... In Genesis there talk about a great river went forth out of Eden. Amen. But later on it separated, see? Amen. And the main river gave life to all that would accept Christ, and he gave life to all life came from it. But then there's a separate river, a breakaway river. Amen. And in there it's as clear as crystal. Amen. And there were no pollutants in any sense of the word. Amen. And unrighteousness can't abide there, but they can't get there. Unrighteousness, it won't stay in that river. You can't put it in that river. It's a river of the righteousness of God, where God does not charge sin against the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. And so that makes us feel good. So in honoring the Bible, we definitely do that, and we definitely thank God for it. And I've read the Bible as probably as much as anybody I know of that didn't go to a Bible school or something. And much of it that I'm not acquainted with, and not too much where I'm not acquainted with certain things that's written that I could tell you the book and so on, a lot of it. But all that's good, yet it's not what we, for the bride, for the wife in this day. Because what's for the wife, it's a mystery. And it's laid out to be that, and it's to be fulfilled here in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. We've come down to the end of that. Amen. So we got to get to the place where, amen, the word is made flesh, and it'd be the flesh of the Lord Jesus, or the flesh of Christ Jesus, say. Amen. And that be our bodies. That's our bodies becoming the glorified flesh and bone that formed that house, that tabernacle, formed the body of Christ, see. And the body of Christ, it's the queen, see. Glory to God. He's the king. And so there's something for us. There's something for a group of people that's a breakaway from all the religious, denominational things in the world, see. Glory to God. And Jesus said, come out of her through the mouth of John. And so many of us has been in the other river, we would say. Amen, but we heard a message. Glory to God. And we heard a message, and by revelation of the Word of God, we realized the wife of the Lamb is a different thing. First, it was a virgin. Amen. But the virgin got married. And that signified Revelation chapter 10. Amen. And then there's a stream of history goes with Revelation 10. Shows the thunders and church age and so on like that, that we've come through. And when we come through that, it's laid away as a finished work. Amen. But those that God has reserved to hear, amen, Revelation chapter 10 about the thunders and so on and so forth, amen, there's a people that come and do the very finishing up of the wife of the Lamb, see? Yeah. Amen. And of course, we know there's one nation that, actually more than one, but there's a nation of Israel that recognized the God of the Old Testament. And they recognize the Bible. They recognize the prophecy. But they don't know about the thunders and so on like that. Amen. Amen. So to them, that's fresh manna. Amen. But to us that has come along this far, it would seem like it's of what we call old hat sometime. Right. Amen. But to them it's fresh. Glory to God. As they blend in, become part of the wife of the Lamb. I'm talking about those that get a revelation to wife, for the wife. Amen. And all this take place, and it's taking place in the very day and hour that we're living in, see. Praise the Lord. And it just get better and better, the Word of God. Amen. When I say the Word of God, most people, they just contribute it strictly to the Bible, the written Word. Amen. But Jesus is my word, is spirit, and it's life. See? So it's not just written. Amen. It's living.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I want to take the thought there in John. I'll read the scripture in John chapter 14. It in the first verse there, it tells about in the beginning was the word and so on. But we read on down to verse 14 of St. John chapter 1. It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, as we read this scripture here, we look at that fulfilled itself and took place in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ as He walked around here on earth. See?
Amen.
Amen. That Word, it came into the Virgin Mary. Amen. The child began to form and was born, and His name was Jesus. But once He was baptized, and the fullness of Christ came into Him, both the masculine and feminine part of Christ, amen, came into Jesus, and He walked around here from time to time. We could see the feminine part expressed in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But He was the Word made flesh and dwelled among us. Amen. But now there's another people, amen, that received that Spirit of God that is a special people that's called the wife, first the virgin, then the wife. Amen. And that group of people produce or form a body for the Christ part of that, for the feminine part of that Christ to come into. Amen. My wife said she just wrote that down. Well, I tell you, I must be on the right track here. Amen. Amen. Get the minds together. Amen. So here we are, glory to God, as the wife of the Lamb. Amen. While He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, He at one time was just spirit, Word made flesh, amen, and born as a little child, come into the world, and suffered and was tempted and tested in all points like as we. Glory to God, and He passed every test. Amen. What they call that? They aced it when they pass every test.
Yeah.
Amen. And He passed every test and pleased God. Amen. And so that's that thoroughly produced man of glorified flesh and bone that lasts eternity. And there's no end to eternity. Well, He marries. He sends a word to a virgin in the earth. Amen. And she began to take on that word. And she loved that word. And she is married. She's married to this one. That's the King that is the Word made flesh, say.
Right.
Amen. I said there's a message that talks about Jesus and talks about married by proxy.
Right.
And proxy means you're standing for someone that's not presently there. Amen. So here come the Spirit of God, the seven angels, and the seven spirits, of which was typical, seven church ages, seven seals, and so on like that. We have it in the interpreted book. And we see all that taking place. But what did it do? It shows there that time period is over with. Amen. It's finished. Amen. There's a people now that is the wife of the Lamb. It's finished at the marriage, see. Glory to God. And it's for the wife of the Lamb. Now, that does not leave out anyone that God has held back for a season, for a certain time. And we find that one place in the Word of God that one of the prophets was saying, "Lord, they've killed all your servants. They've killed your prophets. And I'm the only one left." And sometimes we may get feeling like that when we see how the years ago it used to be a big crowd. When I did a lot of tent meeting, put up a tent and you would have a lot of people coming. from all walks of life, and come shout and rejoice, and some come to grumble, and so on like that. But now it's come through all that for us. Amen. Now we're married. We're the wife of the Lamb. We're clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. We don't have white robes on. And the song I told you many times about, they said, I'm going to be in that number, clothed in white robes and praising God. Well, that's a great thing, but there's something greater. And we're looking at this morning that thing that's greater. The Word made flesh that is greater. Yes, glorify. Why did Jesus have to be crucified and go preach to the spirits in prison and then come back resurrected? Amen. So that he was resurrected and glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And in that body he could eat, drink, and so on like that and carry on. And he could come into a room, the door being shut. See? Amen. In that body. Well, we're joined to glorify flesh and bone. Not that's becoming one husband and wife, become one flesh, he said. Amen. Well, we're the one flesh with that glorified flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And here we are today. Glory to God. And God's so gracious to us, he sent us a word that we can read and rejoice over. And we can know this part of the word is not necessarily putting the Bible in this realm. The only thing is putting the Bible says it'll be here. Because John said, when he was writing in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8, tell him what he saw and what was going on. Amen. And he said, let us be glad and rejoice.
Amen.
Then all of a sudden he saw something making him glad and rejoicing.
Amen.
Although he weren't part of the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. He knew that part, that God was doing something. It was the Son of God taking a wife. A great occasion. He said, let us rejoice and be glad and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her, and watch this, to her and to her alone. And just because it's to her and her alone, it does not leave out those that dressed in white robes. Amen. Because they're part of God's plan. They have their place. And a wonderful place, and I wish more people was that. Amen. Instead of just having a religious spirit. But then, after all that, he saw, he as he spoke the word there, he said, this, the wife of the Lamb, and unto her. Everybody say unto her. Unto her, and that means her alone.
Right.
But it does not leave out and do away or make the others less. They're still great, dressed in white. But unto her is given glory to be clothed in fine linen, clean and white.
Amen.
Amen. Now there's your group. There's your word coming forth. There's a word that's being manifested today. There's a word that this message is manifesting and producing.
Amen.
Amen. We get there and I believe it's the second chapter of, maybe second chapter of Ephesians, or either Ephesians or Galatians, I was reading the other day. Amen. It brings in there about the Paul's message that created a new group.
Right.
Amen. What's that? Galatians?
No, it's Ephesians 2.
It's Ephesians 2. Start with about verse 14 down through there.
Right.
Amen. It brings in all these things. Glory to God. But it does not destroy or belittle another group. Just because there's a certain group was produced by a message of St. Paul, glory to God. See, he had a message and it produced the people separate from those that Peter and all the rest of them produced.
Right.
They were all children of God, born again, amen. But a group that Paul called out, they become virgin unto the Lord, and he was to present them unto one husband. See, they were to be married, to be presented to one husband. Well, praise God, in Revelation chapter 10 did presented to one husband. All seven of those messengers thundering their voice out, glory to God, bringing that word that for the marriage, Amen. And there's a marriage taking place. Didn't take place in their day. Amen. But it was for the people. Each time the thunder sound, each time these things took place, seven spirits, glory to God, it was the same spirits that owned those messengers, see, starting there with Paul. Amen. And seven church age messengers beyond. Well, we've come through that. We understand that. And isn't it wonderful? Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Glory to God. He's our husband. He's our king. Amen. And here we are today. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for this water. Amen. So things are different now. Amen. Even in the political realm, we see things that are all shook up and so on. Amen. And I'm not the political man, don't know too much about politics, but I do know that all that's being shaken up and so on. And we only know what tomorrow holds when tomorrow get here unless God gives a revelation on it. Amen. And so we just watch it play out to what it'll be. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of surprises, see. Glory to God for that realm. But here we are, we just rejoicing in the Lord, receiving our daily bread. Glory to God. Whatever we need for today, give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, and then we give out the word. Amen. It's free. It's all over the world. Glory to God. And there's not too many people that's associated in this realm of the gospel that don't know about it. Glory to God. That don't know there's something here. That don't know that there's a message. Amen. And it's a message that produce a virgin, because we clearly say the virgin age is past. That was for the church age and all. Seven messengers and so on like that. Amen. We're the why. Amen. Becoming bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And that is the mystery of marriage spoken of in Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. And then also in the time period of 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 52 down through there, where it talks about how we'll be changed. In a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye. We have a book on the twinkling of an eye. That twinkling, amen, that twinkling is a part of that message that brings us right on into becoming bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, is his why. That makes us his why. Amen. That's why we twinkle. Amen. Twinkle, twinkle. As a little song used to say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like diamonds in the sky. Amen. Well, that's what we are today. We're twinkling, amen, like diamond. When you look at it from strictly in the spiritual realm, amen, we're like diamond, unpolluted by the things of the world. Glory to God, because that's not part of our world. Jesus said, you're not of this world. Amen. You're not in this world. You're in that world, and that world is that spiritual world. Glory to God, where the children of God's at. We're the wife of the Lamb, and we come together. It says in heavenly places, but we come. It's a heavenly place. It brought it down now, not places. Amen. It's places when you look at it as the family of God as a whole, but to the wife of the Lamb, it's a heavenly place. Amen. Glory to God, because there's a marriage, and we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. Amen. We're part of that spiritual part of the Godhead. Amen. And the Godhead part of God, we'll say. Right. Amen. God's everywhere present, and all God's children has a part and a place in God. But we are the part of that spiritual Godhead. Yeah, flesh and bones that Godhead. See, Jesus, it says, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And it brings it down Godhead. Not all the fullness of God, because the stars and the outer space and so great Don't matter what type of instruments we make or how far out we can go with rockets and so on, spaceships. Hey, man, it's still more and more and more and more stars. And constantly, they say the universe is growing. It's so big. But then when you look at all of that, you miss, it's kind of looking at all the Bible. You got to look at your part. What's for you? What's for the why? Amen. Now, the what's for the why is what make us sparkle. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, some of those stars have been burned out for millions of years. Amen. But as time has did that to them. But to us, we're just now in our sparkling, greater sparkling stage. Amen. This don't burn out because it's eternity. It's in that river. Glory to God. God showed the river, two rivers. One river there is a river of life that has life for all, even the animals and all that. But then there's another river. It's as pure as crystal. Amen. Hallelujah. Clean, clear, glory to God. And it runs right through the wife of the Lamb, see. And she bears her fruit. And it's not here saying she bears his fruit, but she bears her fruit. Amen. He's the king, and now he's made her an equal partner. Glory to God as the queen. Hallelujah. And she feels like a queen. She knows she's a queen. Amen. And she knows all these others. See, all these others as the servants to the, by the throne and all. They worship God. They have palms in their hand. They praising God with white robes on. Glory to God. And the white robes is the best that can be bought, they would say, in that realm, see. But then there's another realm that can only be approached to as we become a very part of the Godhead, part of God. And that's what the Son is. He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. But he died and redeemed all. Glory to God. And since he received that glorification of the body, all those that has him within, born again, all those that have a new spiritual birth, glory to God, they're going to be part of that millennia, part of that family. Amen. And then I thank God, and I praise God for it. God has natural people that he made for purposes that we don't know all about this time, but they'll take care of the earth and so on like that. There'll be people in the physical body just like we are. Amen. And they can, they will take care of the earth and so on. And they just love farming and whatever it would be that God would have for them. But I'm talking about what's for us, the wife of the Lamb. And just thank God and be thankful. And how can we be thankful enough that he laid in there something? Glory to God. And people don't know how it works, and I don't either. Amen. But God made a way to get this out all over the world, free of charge. Amen. Come without money, come without pride. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch God move. Amen. Just he's just moving and has a message here, a present tense message for the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And you might say it's a contemporary gospel, only for the why.
Right.
See, only for the why. This contemporary gospel is only for the why. Amen. But it does not do away with the gospel for other folk. Amen. Let them have what they have. Don't you try to take away their white robes. Amen. And don't you belittle them because they have on white robes. Amen, because remember they're before the throne praising God with palms in their hand, and they serve him day and night. Amen, you just rejoice in the slot that God has allotted for you as being the wife of the Lamb and dressed you in fine linen, clean and white, the very wife of his Son. All these others, not the wife of the Son. Amen, I want you to think about that statement just a moment. All the others out here is not the wife of the Son. Amen. They are part of God. They're part of the this whole fullness of God and that full scope of the Spirit, and they have their place. Glory to God, even the natural people. Amen. I just can't hardly wait to get in that millennium. And I know we have to. Probably the first 100 years, you'll see changes begin to take place. Probably not all in one day, but there'll be the earth. Glory to God. And people, there'll be no sin. And everything will work just like God ordained it. Glory to God. Then you go in that eternity, which is the millennia plus. See? Amen. Where there's no more death, the devil's destroyed. And all those that followed him be destroyed in the lake of fire. Glory to God. While the saints of God, God's family, is rejoicing through eternity. Amen. In eternity, I'll say. Glory to God. I haven't figured out the right word to say throughout eternity or in eternity. I think that would be right, in eternity, because it's always present tense. Amen. And so this Spirit of God that's moving this morning is present in. And we look back and see what God did for us. We can see God brought us through with a fivefold ministry and the gifts of the Spirit. And those are in the wife now. They work according as he had planned because they were in Christ, see, Christ Jesus. Amen. But the emphasis is not on that now. The emphasis is on fine linen, clean and white, and glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And here we are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I sometimes said something about the other day about discouraged. I said, I'm sorry. I don't know how to get discouraged. You know, how do you get discouraged? Well, just don't tell me. Because I'm happy not being discouraged. I'm happy rejoicing in the Lord, receiving all these things. I'm happy because I know that all things work together for good. Amen. To them that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that those that were with him there, that's ordained to be the wife of the Lamb, they can't be anything but that. Right. And I also know that there's many others that was in God's plan. Amen. That's not ordained to be the wife, but ordained to a certain portion of the Word of God, and they can't become the wife. And if you are the wife, you can't become them. We can't change places. Amen, because that was fixed before the world started. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe, was it last week when I talked about the dream? Yeah. God had a dream. Yeah. Amen. And with God, there's no day and night, so we can say God has a daydream how all this thing worked out. Amen. And I knew a man. He's gone on, my father-in-law, in building a house. It can be pretty complicated. Amen. But you just tell him about it. Tell him how you want it to look and so on like that. Well, he's got a pencil and paper drawing. Amen. When you get through talking, you give him a few minutes. He'll tell you exactly how much lumber, how much to before, and all that. And he would he'd lay it out on paper what you had in your mind. And then he eventually would build it, see? Glory to God. That's the way God did this thing. It was laid out in God before the world was.
Amen.
Amen. So none of these things are surprising in the sense that we surprised God. We caught God off guard. No, it was already fixed before we ever got here. It was already made for. Just like one place there in the Old Testament I love. And I've had a recent reading on it. Where he come in the land, they had the houses built, and they had the vineyard planted.
Right.
Amen. Everything was fixed. You just come on in. All things are now ready.
Yeah.
The wife of the Lamb now has those provided fine linen, garments of fine linen, clean and white.
Amen.
Amen. And here it is in a message.
Amen.
Amen. People don't know how to get them. It's a message.
Amen.
Amen. And some people want to. It's all right to hear the message. Some people hear the message, they say, I just don't understand all that. Amen. Well, and a brother just recently, said about the thing on the message. Said, Brother Ben, he's a guy, I like hearing preach, but said he talks about talks about the wife a lot. Say he don't never say much about the church. He said, telling the other brother, I like to hear about the church, what the church is doing. Right. Well, that's all right. In that realm, the church is doing what it's supposed to do. Right. Amen. And somewhere or another, in the beginning of the millennium, you'll see much of what it was that the church was supposed to be, because there'll be many of those that came through the church ages in these church system all that'll raise from the dead at the beginning of the millennium. But there's a wife's already been in the glory and dressed in fine linen. Amen. Another special group. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what's taking place now. This special group is being built. Amen. Just like in the days of Paul, when he began to lay the foundation, he put in there things that would be needed. Amen. That we're built upon. He told us about the virgin. He told us about one husband and all these things. He told us about the mystery of marriage. It's a great mystery, he said. Amen. But here we are. The mystery has been unraveled. It's been made known. And we see it clearly. Amen. And it is a mystery to all others except those that it's to and those that the time has come for it to be made known and revealed. And then you'll know it. And you can't help but know it. And if you're part of the wife of the Lamb, amen, you can't help but being that. You can't get out. Amen. When you don't want out, you just want more, more, more. More about Jesus would I know. More of his love to others show. More of his coming, Prince of Peace. Amen. So here he is today. Glory to God. But not only he, amen, she. Amen. She came back too on the Revelation chapter 10. Amen. And she came back and she brought back all those that was to be part of her, see. Amen. Glory to God. That's that lamb. That's the queen while the king stays in heaven. Glory be to God. And that's in the book of Acts, the third chapter, starting about verse 18 and 19 there. It reads about it. It tells about heaven must retain him until the restitution begin. But before then, amen. And how about Revelation chapter 10 and Christ coming back and bringing those spirits with him? That's what happened. Amen. That's what happened in Revelation chapter 10. But the husband didn't come, and we're married by proxy. Amen. Glory to we as the wife of the Lamb are married by proxy to the King. Right. Amen. Just waiting for him to finish up the task that he's doing there. Amen. To complete, bring it, and we'll all come back with him. Amen. Not only us, those that came down. See, they had to come down to hear the word. They were already on the foundation. They were already a virgin, but they had to come for a marriage. And that's when the Lord Jesus came. And the Bible says in that's Revelation chapter 10. Then you go over there in Thessalonians, First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. Amen. Where he brings those spirits back with him. And we don't say just spirits. He brings those saints back with him. Amen. Amen. Because they're called the house of God. They're called tabernacle of God. And I like the word tabernacles there, because they do have the physical, the appearance of not just a spirit floating around, but a person. Yeah, a form, yeah. And in a form, and that form is hearing this. They have a good mentality, pure mentality. When they hear this word, oh, it just thrills them. And more, it's putting glorified flesh and bones on those tabernacles, on those spirits, those saints. Amen. That's soon to get, we'll all be seen together.
Amen.
Amen. As we're seen together, amen, we'll be soon called away. Amen. While the great tribulation finishes itself out, glory to God, and the day of the Lord, and the earth goes through its turmoil and reeling rock like a drunk man, and an earthquake like hadn't been since I've been a nation, and all these things take place. Amen. Here we come now to earth that's set up straight 30 days in each month, and everything's perfect and beyond perfect. Amen. The wife of the Lamb and all the saints. By then, all that will ever be glorified will have been glorified. Amen. That's true. And someone say, if that's true, why does he open the book of life there at the great white throne judgment before the world goes in eternity? Amen. It's for those that were born and raised throughout the millennia. Amen. The repopulation of the earth. Then two things has to take place there. The devil will be loose just like he was in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Do we? And he'll go out, and he has a seed out there. Amen. That lived in that great millennia, peaceful all these years. But now they begin to act different. A different spirit has got among them. Amen. What is it? Satan has been loosed out of his presence. And he will start a group of those natural people. He'll get them turned against the saints of God, and they'll actually go up. Satan, when he gets all that done, get his hordes together, he'll say, let's go up and take over. Amen. Let's go up to the camp of the saints. This is Revelation chapter 20. Let's go up to the saints, the camp of the saints, and let's take over. You talk about a millennia, that's nothing. Wait till I show you what it's going to look like. Amen. And there'll be people listening to him and start up with him because they're his seed. They can hear his voice, see. Amen. Then fire come down, devour them all. And then all the saints of God, all, there'll be no sin, no sinners. Amen. No unbelief or any of these things. Glory to God as the people goes into eternal time. And not eternal time, goes into eternity, and live forever. And there'll be no such word as death. Amen. What is death? Nobody knows. Amen. It's a word that used to exist back in another part of the world, another part somewhere back, but it don't exist anymore, so we don't even need that word. We discard that word. We take it out of our vocabulary. Hallelujah. Amen. But here we are today rejoicing in the Lord, and nothing can stop our rejoicing. Amen. Nothing can stop our praising. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify thee, O Lord. Amen. And we thank thee. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for this great book, the Bible, that shows us how it all came about, how it all took place. It just showed you your dream. Amen. You let us in on what you dreamed. And now in Revelation 22, there, 21, 22, start actually three chapters, 20, 21, and 22, you gave us the interpretation. You showed us what the end of your dream's at, and now you're making it known. Hallelujah, as it plays out, and praise God, it's just so good, makes you feel good. Amen, I feel good, 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 I feel good. Amen, every time I think about these good things, I feel good. Oh, yes. Oh, praise God. Amen. I just thank him for the way he let us come, the way he's led us. And I praise him for every heartache. I praise him for every time I stumble. I praise him for it. Amen. Because he helped me to get up and keep on going. Hallelujah. I praise him for every time that I fail. Because he helped me get up and just keep on going and be stronger. Because I know that I'm his. Amen. But you know what? All that in marriage, most of that has disappeared. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we don't stumble as much. We don't fall as much. Amen. Because we got him there and we love him. And we're too busy praising the Lord and enjoying the great blessing that he put upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And in the stumbling that we would do, it would be for the glory of God. Amen, that we can stumble and we can get back up and we'll be twice as strong. Amen. Amen, glory to God. So it's just so good, and you could talk all day about the goodness and these great things. Amen, hallelujah. The Word made flesh. Amen. Yes, the Word made glorified flesh. And Jesus had to, we had to wait for the glorification of Jesus Christ before this could take place. Amen. And that took place there at when he was crucified and resurrected. Now he is strictly glorified flesh and bone, and we're joined to him and become the same. Amen. Amen. Glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
And we get stronger, 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 stronger. Amen. I told about dream. I was preaching someone, seemed like another country, and we preached quite a few countries of the world. But this particular place, I really didn't know I was supposed to preach. But I said, well, I'll go and see. We'll go in and be in service, you know. And somehow or another, I normally don't do that, but somehow or another, on this particular occasion, I did. So I went in and sat down, and they sung some songs, and this would be something I've told you about before, so I won't go into elaborate details. But I went in and sat down, and they got through the first part of the service, some songs and prayer and so on, maybe a prayer request, and wasn't the normal thing. And then the speaker says, Brother Ben Howard's going to be speaking for us today. And I thought to myself, my, how many Ben Howard is? I don't know of another Ben Howard. This may be interesting here, you know. And everybody began to look around, you know, see Ben Howard's kind of, and someone tapped me on the shoulder, said, it's you, go on. And somehow or another, the Spirit seemed to pick me up, and I just got up and walked up there, and a lady came up to interpret, and I've never had a lady interpret for me before, but the young lady came up and said, are you ready, sir? And I was a little surprised, and I said, yes, yes, ma'am, ma'am. I began the ministry and talking about these good things, and the more I talked about them, the better I felt, you know, and the better we all felt. And I got down the road, say, like 30 minutes I was preaching, maybe give or take a few minutes there, but just my estimation, about 30 minutes. I said, well, I better stop. I don't want to bore you today. And just I put it on a lighter note. I said, maybe you'll invite me again sometime. And it's been good to speak with you and trust you enjoyed it or something to that effect. And all of a sudden, a couple on one side jumped up and says, more, more, more. We want more. Well, and I stood there just kind of waiting to see what other reaction. On the other side, they begin to say, more, more, more. And standing up, and I continued on preaching this like this, and we had a glorious time. So I like that more, more, more.
Amen.
Amen. So that tells me there is a people somewhere that want more about this. Amen. To be the wife of the Lamb, and to be more, it'll be the wife of the Lamb. Anybody that can take this message, believe it, live by it, and rejoice in it, amen. That's the wife. It's the portion of the word for the wife that God left out in the Bible there, didn't put it all in details like this in the Bible, amen, knowing that when this time come, there'd be a people led by the Spirit that was spiritual enough to hear the word and know it's the word, hallelujah, and know it just amounts to the same like when Paul preached or when some of the others that was written in the Bible. Well, this message here won't be put in the Bible probably, amen, but it's kind of a Bible of its own. For the wife of the Lamb, see, glory to God, that magnifies this Bible as God's word, God's dream. But this just picks up a part of God's dream that he purposely left out because it's for the wife of his son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To make her glorified flesh and bone while she's still living.
Amen.
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 Amen. Those they brought back with them gets glorified flesh and bones, but get that after they've died and went on. Amen. But we get this while we're living.
Amen.
We which are alive and remain are rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Praise God. I guess it's about the time to close out here today.
Amen.
Amen. But we just praise the Lord and we thank him. And I want you to rejoice every moment, every second, and everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Perfect. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray you take these words and that you will use them for your glory in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Do you have one for us, Bob? Amen. Glory. Amen. Glory to God. My.
Amen.
Amen. Rejoice in him.
Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Amen. We praise you, Lord. An irreversible action has taken place. We moved from the body of Christ to being the Lamb's glorified wife.
Yes,
so life over death we've embraced, and praise God, we've gone beyond the Rubicon. We've crossed the Rubicon, where a new day has dawned, and death for us is all gone. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon. Oh, we've crossed the Rubicon.
Oh, yeah.
Where a new day has dawned, and death for us is all gone. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon. We're in a fixed condition, and the die has been cast. Glorification has set in us, the wife, and there's no going back.
Oh, yeah.
For we've taken on glorified flesh and bones that the Lord gave to us from his very own. And praise God, we've gone beyond the Rubicon. We've crossed the Rubicon, where a new day has dawned, and death for us is all gone. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon. We're in a fixed condition, and the die has been cast. Glorification has set in us, the wife, and there's no going back. For we've taken on glorified flesh and bones that the Lord gave to us from his very own. And praise God, we've gone beyond the Rubicon. We've crossed the Rubicon, where a new day has dawned, and death for us is all gone. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just want to praise the Lord for the message. It was really good. Loved it.
Praise
God. Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Amen. We've crossed the Rubicon. Amen. And I've explained before that Rubicon River, it's a river that separated like there in northern Italy, I believe. I read about it. It said, it's in the encyclopedia and so on, you get it. But, amen, once there was a king, he got up there to it with his army, but if he'd ever crossed that Rubicon, he couldn't come back. He was sure to get defeated unless he were able to defeat the other army. Amen. So that's why we've crossed the Rubicon. In other words, there's no going back to denominationalism. There's no going back into just Christian, what they call normal Christianity. Amen, because this is for the wife of the Lamb.
Amen,
we've crossed the Rubicon.
Yeah,
that's marriage. See, when it's the crossing over from being a, just being a virgin to being the wife. See? And once you're the wife, that's it. Amen. You can say, I've crossed the Rubicon. Amen. All right. So it's been good to be here today and enjoy the blessing of God. So we'll just be dismissed here and thank God for what he's doing and just be on your toes, as we say, as we go along here. You probably see some things happening in other realms, maybe political and different realms. Amen, that you might say, well, this ain't the way it used to be. No, and it won't never be probably like it used to be. Amen, everything's changing. I tell you one thing we found now, when you go to the grocery store, our checkout statement is not the what it used to be. Amen, it seemed like it's double on everything nearly. Amen, but anyway, we survive and God helps us and he meets our needs and even our wants. Amen. So we just praise him. All right. So, amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for service today. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And may you just take and use it for your glory. Amen. Amen. For Jesus' name. Amen. We praise you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.